This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet. Hello, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
You're always looking at me like, oh, like
with those eyes. I just always wonder if you're going to behave today.
Oh, well, see, I think that's kind of why you show up week after week after week, because you just never know.
Maybe today
is the day he goes straight off the edge, and it could be today. I don't know. It's still early enough. We'll know soon enough. Richie Ote, what's up, babies?
How's it going?
All righty, and White Wade is out. I don't even know. We got Sam holding it down in the studio today. Thank you for that, senor. But where is Wade, by the way?
He's down at a meetup. For a tech.
Tech meetup.
Well,
nice.
It's kind of like San Diego tech scene.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Awesome.
They're trying to do a bunch of these kind of shows, but with video, and he's speaking for audio.
Nice. Well, congratulations to Wade on that. All right, so really interesting show today, and although I should say on paper, it looks like it's going to be a really interesting show today, because the gentleman that we have joining us changes the world. I mean, that's like literally what it says on your site. So I have to repeat what it says on the site there. So Ree Perez is hanging out with us, and that would be Mr. Branding for the People. Correct? That's on your license plate. I don't know how you got that many letters on your license plate. My license plate just says Mr. Bold, and yours says Mr. Branding for the People. I still don't know how you finagled that one, but well done.
Trademarked it. Yeah. Great to be here.
Well, very cool having you here. And so you, my friend, have been, why don't we do this? Here's how we kind of like to play it here on Reinvention Radio. First, give us an understanding of where you are. Then we're going to talk about where you were. And then we're going to talk about how you got here. So that's kind of going to be the flow as we roll through this. So give folks an understanding of who you are and what you do right now, and then we'll work backwards from there.
Sure. Ree Perez. I run a branding agency. We're on our seventh year in business. It's called Branding for the People. And essentially, we're bringing Fortune 500 branding to entrepreneurs and small businesses so that they can obviously, you know, take their business to a whole nother level. They can make a bigger impact. They can change the world, Steve reiterated.
Awesome. And so how did you get into this branding work? So take us backwards. Now, you said you were 55, so you just turned 55, and you look great for 55. He said 55, right?
No, he said 45.
45. Oh, I'm sorry. So you just turned 45. Happy birthday,
baby. Looking like 35.
Thank and you. Are you a March?
I'm a Pisces, March 14th.
Pisces. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So how do Pisces and Sagittarius get along? Is that like a
They put your fire out.
They put my fire out.
Water right. And fire.
All right.
I did date a Sagittarius once.
There we go. And how did that work out for you? What was his name?
Brian,
yeah. See? I know, Ree. It's a good thing. And was that a love thing? Was it a good thing? Or did it was
a lot of tension.
A lot of tension.
A lot of, like, fire.
And that works well sometimes. But then it also can burn the hell out of you. So certain times the fire and the tension is good, and other times not so good. Okay, so we digress. So talk to us. What were you doing? So you've been doing this for now like 7 odd years.
Well, 7 years under my own banner. I have 25 years of experience in building brands. I've worked at some of the big consulting firms around the world. Mm-hmm. And the last post was in Dubai and New York. So I did 6 months out in Dubai and was working for these big firms. You know, working with Fortune 500 brands, a lot of energy companies, a lot of pharmaceutical, healthcare, mm-hmm. technology, financial services. And, while it was great training ground, learned a lot, I've worked with a lot of the smartest and brightest in the industry, it just no longer, I needed to reinvent myself. It no longer served me for how I wanted to spend my life and my time mm-hmm. and how I wanted to make a living.
Was there a breaking point? Do you remember what happened where you're like, I can't do this corporate gig anymore and I need to do my own thing?
There were two big ones, and I don't know if this person will ever listen to the show, but
they're listening right now.
I was sitting in front of the Global Human Resources Director's chair asking, why was I keep getting passed up for the next level of position? You know, mm-hmm. I was 30 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smart. I'm good at what I do. I'm committed. I'm driven. All those characteristics that you think would help elevate you to that next level. And she looked me in the eye and she said, I don't have enough gray hair.
Really?
And if you know anything about human resources, that's probably one of the most illegal things you could say.
That would be called ageism.
Exactly.
So now if you go out and you can't get a job because you have gray hair, you sue the fuckers and you go, you didn't hire me because of ageism and you win money. So...
And what's interesting about that, so obviously I'm in an industry where it's all about perception, and I didn't have the perception to move up the ranks. Mm-hmm. So that was a turning point. That was one. And then two, a little bit more of a personal impact. When I was in Dubai, I moved out there, and I don't know why I said yes to the position, but I also fell in love around the same time.
In Dubai or back home?
Back home.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't going to move to New York. I wasn't going to move to South Dakota. So I got this position. We're like, let's go to Dubai. I didn't realize that it's illegal to be who I am in Dubai.
It's illegal to almost do anything fun in Dubai except for hide out and have fun.
Exactly.
To be who you are. I'm sorry. I'm a little slow sometimes. Yes,
We'll catch you up, Steve.
Yeah, so it's illegal in Dubai to be
illegal.
That
I mean,
way.
You could literally get capital punishment.
Holy mother.
And so through a series of events, you know, my partner at the time's father was diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer, sent him back to the States. And that sort of, while not life-threatening, it was life-impacting for me. And it really caused me to kind of take 6 months off to figure out life. I went to Sedona, Arizona. I was doing a lot of reading and journaling. And I did what most people do when they go through a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
I got in the best shape of my life. And I did yoga every single day.
So you're back in love again now, clearly.
Out of love.
Oh, sorry.
I was doing lots of yoga. And short story, but I was in New York and someone said, you should go check out hot yoga in Brooklyn, and there was a studio called Yoga to the People. And then I was in San Francisco, and I just finished a yoga class at Equinox Fitness. I was journaling, and I looked up at the sign at this restaurant when I was having lunch, and it said Food for the People. And I was writing it down, and I said, what about branding for the people? And it's one of those moments where you're like, let me see if that domain's available. And I was like,
that's our generation. Now it's like as entrepreneurs, that's like the first thing right?
Let's see if it's available. So that was sort of the moment where I'm like, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing branding for the people.
Mm-hmm. So your transition then at that point into doing this on your own, had you ever been an entrepreneur before that?
You know, I would... Yes and no. So I think the mindset, I've always had the entrepreneurial mindset. I always wanted to put the economy in my own hands. I always wanted to figure out how to make money. And I don't know that I've stayed in any job any more than 2-3 years maximum because I always felt that I could do better than my boss. So I've always moved up and I've kind of moved up the ranks that way. But starting my own business, it was the first time starting my own business, trying to figure it out. And so I kind of figured a few things out over the past 7 years.
Harder or easier to get the paycheck versus, as Mary Goulet likes to say, invent a paycheck?
Yeah, you know, easier.
Really?
Easier.
How so?
And the predication on that is that when you're aligned with what you're meant to do and what feels good for you, things flow and it's natural for me. So I wasn't starting the business because I had to. Or because, well, there was a had to. I mean, obviously, you know, we need money to make the world go around, right? But I really took that 6 months off to just figure out what was my purpose first. And then everything follows from there, the details of it. I mean, I was investing in all types of resources that were above and beyond what I could afford at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that I was going someplace. Because I was clear on my purpose. As Simon Sinek would say, I was clear on my why.
Boo. I mean, yay, we like Simon Sinek. But your what is in my way of thinking, most important first. But that's fine. We're all good with Simon. So actually, that's a really good question that I know a lot of people probably have then at this point is they want to invest in their personal development or in their business growth or these sort of things. But they don't have the wherewithal to do it. How did you do it when you were completely uncomfortable making those sort of investments and maybe didn't even have the financial wherewithal to make those investments? How did you do it?
You know, I believe when you go through an ups and downs and you go through a point where you, in your mind, you hit rock bottom, you have no choice but to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that fire and desire and that passion to make it work. So in other words, the mindset of it was, it's only going to go one way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, and you yeah. picked like probably the exact perfect polar opposite of Dubai too, to go to in yeah. Sedona.
Yeah.
Right. So Dubai is kind of like, talk about reinvention. They say, oh, buy land. No one can make new land. And it's like, oh, not only do they make new land, they made it and it's more expensive than any other land.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's gone. So that branding is a whole different kind of branding than going to Sedona.
Sedona.
And it's like the exact opposite.
It's the exact opposite. And if it weren't for Sedona, to be honest, and this kind of gets to your question, I hope, is that, you know, the opposite of, you know, the higher consciousness and just purpose and doing things that is going to be of service and impact. That sort of was the basis. You integrate that with a hard skill and a soft skill called branding, and then you merge that with a purpose and a drive and a hustle to want to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
You have a business.
Yeah. And so I mean, we can talk about this after the break. So we're going to have to take a quick break here on Reinvention Radio as we're talking to Ree Perez on Reinvention Radio here. And actually, I just wanted to talk a wee little bit about purpose as it relates to branding, because
yeah.
if you're clear on what your purpose is from an organizational standpoint, from a corporate standpoint, et cetera, I would think it makes your work a lot easier to help them insofar as their branding and
for
positioning
sure.
and so on and so forth. So what we're going to do is take a quick break here on Reinvention Radio, and we will have more with Ree Perez right after this.
To do, not enough time to get it done? Call on the experts at Another 8 Hours for your business support needs. By partnering with Another 8 Hours, we allow you to focus on the more important matters, like being in front of your clients, doing what you do best, rather than being stuck at a desk poring over paperwork, rummaging through emails, returning phone calls, and struggling to get everything done by yourself. Meanwhile, your family and social life are going down the drain. Go to another8hours.com or call 8 more hours. That's 866-734-6877.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
All righty, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulsher hanging out with Mary Galea Ricciotte and Ree Perez of Branding for the People. All right, so before the break, we were starting to get into some of the passion purpose kind of questions. And so my question really was, as far as passion, purpose, all of that horseshit goes, do you really think that it's necessary for those folks that you work with to be clear on what that is,
what their purpose is and their passion?
I mean, how hard does your job become when folks that you work with aren't clear on what it is, and how do you encourage them to figure that out if they're unclear?
You know, I love this question because it's the other side of that question, or the way that some people will language it is, what comes first, you know, the business or the brand? You know, it's like, what comes first? Do I need to figure out my business first, then my brand, or vice versa? But true branding, it kind of dances and toggles between both, because the starting point for any branding process, which is also the starting point for any business, is understanding your who, what, and why. Mm. And it's understanding who are you targeting, because every business and every brand has a target audience. What's the problem you solve for them? Because if you're not solving a problem, you're not adding value to people's lives. And then why should they listen to you? Why should they care about you? And this starts to get into branding. Like, why should they listen to you versus the thousands or millions of other company products or services that are solving the same problem? Right? So I think the first thing is get clear on your who, what, and why. And from there, you can then look at putting a business model around it and putting a brand so that people understand what is it that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Richard, you had a question. You were jumping out of your chair before the break there.
Yeah, no, I love that that led right into it, because one of the things I'll go straight to the question.
Yeah.
So you have it, let's say you know what you want to do, you have your who, what, why, and do you build your brand around who you are right now or who you are growing to be?
Yeah, so how I'll respond to that question is, for you first have to define what is a brand. And let's be honest that it's one of those misused or misunderstood terminologies. And so I'll offer a definition, and then I'll answer your question, because then we're on the same page, right? So in my mind, brand is not your logo or your tagline or your company name. It's a perception. And more specifically, it's a desired perception.
Mm.
And so branding is a process to influence and shape and create that desired perception that you want in the marketplace. So consider this. No one really cares about what you do or what you sell or what you make, right? Harley Davidson, they make motorcycles. But their brand is freedom on the open road,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's the perception they're trying to own. And so going back to your question is like, well, you know, you need to figure out what's the perception you need to create, and then you live into that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hardly about, like, I would say the short answer is build a brand for where you're going, because you want to create a desired perception over time. And to be honest, that's actually one of the big differences between advertising and branding. By trade, advertising is made to get your attention right now, whereas branding is designed to create your perception over time. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah. Completely.
Yeah. So, Mary, did you have...
Yeah, I was going to ask... personal branding, like the individual or the product or service, or is it, I guess it could go any which way.
And then so great questions, probably like one of the top questions we get asked as well. And that is, well, should my brand be my company name or my personal name? So we've worked with a lot of service-based professionals mm-hmm. with big personalities, right? So there's a lot of questions to ask to figure out which one is the best route to go. Number one is, well, are you the personality figure that is, let me take a step back. So you're either a company brand of which you're the CEO behind, or you're the brand, you're the personal brand, and you have to make sure that you're the one that's front and center all the time in your branding. So if long term down the road, if you're ever trying to sell your company, it's a little bit more challenging when it's all based on you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So that's one consideration. The second consideration is, and this is very tactical, but if your name is hard to spell or remember, it might not be best to go with your name.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because what's the number one thing when it comes to naming and branding? Memorability. People can't remember you. It makes it harder for them to find you. So there are some people where they shouldn't go to market with their personal name.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, is how do people buy, right? What makes it easier for people to buy? Are you buying a person, or are you buying a product or a customer? So think Richard Branson. We love the personality brand Richard Branson, right? But we buy Virgin
right.
America or Virgin Atlantic. We buy the specific business that's being offered. But Richard Branson has infused his personality through all the different businesses that he has opened up.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone who is just starting out, and let's just stick to a service business,
okay.
I mean, what would be the first steps for them to consider outside of, okay, the who, what, why, who am I serving, who am I, what is my product or service?
Yeah.
How do they apply that? Do they have to pick out colors for their logo? I mean, or is there something a little – because how do you stand out in this marketplace?
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the standout is I would say, going back to the purpose and people buy from companies and from other people. At the end of the day, they buy people that they trust, like, and respect, right? That's level one. Level two is the why behind why you do this. I mean, the world didn't need another branding agency.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. But the why behind what we do, and part of it might be going to Sedona and looking at something from a purpose, and we've worked with a lot of people in the transformational industry, for example. You know, so that it kind of attracts a certain demographic and appeals to them that wasn't served before. So what I want to respond to, which you brought up, is what's the gap? What's the white space that and a problem in the marketplace that's not being solved? And mm-hmm. go after that.
Mm-hmm. So and to that point, I mean, do you identify that hole in the market and then see if you can work yourself into that?
Yes.
Or do you build on your own natural strengths and create something that complements those?
They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. And so if you're the personality brand that has solved this problem or who surpassed the problem
mm-hmm.
and other people are... So let's just say this. A personality brand, if you go to market in that approach, you're either going to attract people who are just like you or who want to be like you.
Okay.
And if you're going for a company brand, you are delivering a set of products or programs or services that people want to buy. They could care less if it's you, but it's a product or service that solves their problem.
So give me an example of white space, or did you just do that?
Kind of did.
Yeah.
But I mean, a good, I don't know if you know Gary Vee, but he's an example of someone who pulls off both, in my opinion, right? Yeah. He's got VaynerMedia, which is to try to work with Fortune 50 companies, basically. And then he's the hustle guy on his own personal brand. But he's kind of talking to the people with his personal brand and almost kind of, he knows his hustle, his whole hustle strategy is kind of like he knows business and he knows he knows more about social media than anyone who's doing any of his stuff for his real company.
Yeah,
so
I look at Gary Vee, you know, respect him and all. I look at him as someone who, that's an expression of his brand, right? He is a personality brand, but he was making money before he went out and built his personal brand. So there's a lot of people that are, they don't have the success or the business behind them to then go and create a personality brand. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Sometimes it just takes longer because you're building a personality brand that's backed up against what? Just your own personality, and everyone's on Facebook and Facebook Live, and so it's kind of like even makes it even harder to kind of stand out unless you're attractive or if you have a great presence on video and you have a compelling story, and you know, then you can stand out. But as an entrepreneur and someone who's consulted with entrepreneurs, where I also look at is what's the business model behind that. So you're building a personality brand for what? Right? Is it to move them into your programs or services? If we're thinking about a service thing, are you going to be working with them one-on-one? Or are you just a personality brand that people admire and respect?
So let me ask you this then, because there are a lot of folks who are listening right now who have those personality brands. They are the brand, right? I mean, they are selling products, programs, and services that they've created. People are buying who they are. What are some of the mistakes that you see people make when they are, in fact, the brand, the company, the whole nine?
Let's see. I'm trying to get identify a couple of people. Well, I think some of the mistakes are they're creating a lot of products or programs or services that don't draw a correlation to their own brand. So what I mean by that, if you're trying to build a brand, and we're talking brand, and this might sound very heady and intellectual, but I'm trained as a brand consultant, right?
You're a heady intellectual guy. It's all good.
As a branding person, you want to figure out what's the thing that you're trying to build equity towards, right? And so a lot of personality brands dilute their brand by tapping into so many different things. When you look at it on the outskirts, they all look inconsistent and not cohesive. And so while you're able to monetize certain things, you're not really leveraging the equity of a singular unified brand. That's probably the biggest mistake.
So you think they just try to do too many things?
Too many things.
Or support too many other people, or what?
Or marketing too many different things. So this is where branding and marketing, they always fight with one another. You can make a shit ton of money on with marketing. I've worked with a lot of people who've made a lot of money with great marketing. It's the branding piece that feeds and fuels your marketing that amplifies it. It makes it better. So we like to say marketing helps you eat during the day. Branding helps you sleep at night.
Nice.
Okay.
So branding moves you into the future and you take great care with it so it builds on itself over time.
That's right. So think about this. And I actually said this at Traffic and Conversion last week.
Well, let's do this.
Yeah. Cliffhanger.
Let's hold what you said at Traffic and Conversion until after the break here. And we're talking to Reid Perez. Right? Exactly. We're talking to Reid Perez here from Branding for the People. And is that actually brandingforthepeople.com?
Brandingforthepeople.com.
Yeah, brandingforthepeople.com. Very cool. All right, so we're going to get to TNC and what you shared there on Reinvention Radio right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome back to Reinvention Radio with Ree Perez of Branding for the People. Mary Goulet, how are we doing, Mary Goulet?
Hello.
Are you getting? Are you digging all this branding stuff? Are you thinking about how to brand Mary Goulet at this point and go with your gut and all of that?
I do have two brands.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. We're splintered. Many of us are splintered in how we're out there. So yes, yeah. So
cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger time.
Yes. Yeah, so you were talking about traffic and conversion, and you shared the secret to life.
Yeah, not quite the secret to life. It's more of like a question to ask, particularly for a lot of businesses who've mastered the marketing game, or particularly for digital marketers. If you were to stop all of your funnels or stop doing launches, will your brand still make money over time?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the strongest brands can stop their advertising and marketing and still make money. If Coca-Cola never did an ad for the next year, they'll still make money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that's why I said marketing can help you eat during the day, but branding helps you sleep at night. And so it was a turning point for a lot of marketers to say, huh, my business or how I make money is always is reliant upon a marketing push or a launch or a campaign.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I never thought about that. So if there are people out there doing, let's say, a launch a quarter or whatever it is, and then they have five funnels.
Right.
And they stopped marketing, would they still
make money?
Yeah. But isn't that the difference, though, between a product and an information-based product? In other words, knowledge versus physical product. I mean, physical product, like if you give me a supplement, you know, a lot of guys, traffic and conversion and a lot of online marketers, they're actually in the physical product space.
Sure.
So you create a need for a physical product so that can have a life. Like frankly, Coca-Cola, I mean, you know, it's made from the cocaine, right? Right. I mean, so that's why people need it day after day. And so they're addicted. Now, information, education, those sort of things, kind of once you get that, you don't need that again. Mm. So is it even possible for an information marketer, knowledge-based marketer, education-based marketer to survive if they didn't continue down that path? Can they create a sustainable brand like you're talking about?
Well, yeah. So obviously your question is a complex question because there's a lot of surrounding questions around that. But you bring up a good point. So, like,
would you say it's a great point?
It's a you bring up a great point.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, we're 1-1
oh,
now.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! Let's get back to Ree.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's the answer. Ree.
It's great that you think it's great, and gotta love you, Steve.
Thank you.
So here's the deal. You're obviously bringing up a good point. A consumable product.
Yeah.
Versus an info product. Well, that's actually probably one of the reasons why a lot of info products will have a short shelf life is because information can be found anywhere on the internet.
Yeah.
Now, if that company, the one that you're referring to is selling info products, has insights or has the next step once people consume that information, then you're turning into a brand that is more of an enterprise or more of a movement-based thing. So I guess my point is, offer more than just information, unless you're Google, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or a library, right? But offer something more than information because people want customization, people want insights, and people want things that are going to add value to their life beyond what they can get on their own.
Mm-hmm. So let's play that out. So from a branding perspective, first and foremost, if you are, because a lot of our listeners, Ree, are going to be in that solopreneur type space.
Sure.
Where they have a business and they don't work for a corporation. Their business is who they are and what they do.
Sure.
So is there, and let me just see if I can word this in a way that can get to a simple answer, which I doubt, but is there a way, and do you recommend that people become associated with a particular word, or like when you think of, you know, like Gary Vaynerchuk, right? And just using him, continuing on that example, you probably think of hustle, right? or wine or that sort of thing. Is there a way in your branding to get people to associate you with a word? And do you want them to associate you with a, like when I think of Rhea Perez, I do think of branding.
Right.
And hot branding, but yes, definitely branding.
And if you think of a rebrand, you think of and branding.
Exactly.
I've been pushing that for a while. So, yes, in fact, if you think of Burger King, McDonald's, and Wendy's, right? What is Burger King selling in one word? Choice.
Crack. Oh, sorry.
Not that I'm advocating.
Because if you ever had their french fries, they were damn good.
Right. The Burger King is selling choice. McDonald's is selling happiness. And Wendy's is selling tradition. Mm. So, yes, to your question is, ideally, can you own one word? When you think of Volvo, what's the one word you think of?
Safety.
Right. So if you can capture one word in people's minds, everything else can trail after that. Doesn't mean that Volvo doesn't have quality and customer service and all those great things. But the one word that people can identify you with, that you wrap all of your branding and marketing around, reinforce that, because then you'll get more traction in the marketplace.
Okay, so we only have about 3.5 minutes left. Do you have a bullet point list of three strategies to make sure you're going down the right path of your branding campaign?
Well, I want to add on the who, what, and why, right? Okay. So obviously you know your who, what, and why. Then when you position your brand, there's a three bullet point list, which is making sure that your brand is something that you can own, so that's credible. Making sure that it's something unique in the marketplace, that's looking at your target audience, excuse me, your competitive landscape. And making sure that it's relevant to your target audience. It's the intersection of credibility, differentiation, and relevance is where you best want to position your brand. Then the last piece of it, another three bullet points, is once you build your brand, you want to express that visually, verbally, and through an experience. So visually, that's all the colors, the logos, how you show up. Verbally is the language and the tone of voice that you're using. And then experientially is how you behave and how you interact and the customer experience. And we all know this quote that no one really remembers what you do for them. They remember how you make them feel.
Right.
And you look, if you take all of those bullet points, that's really the simplified, plain English version of the brand building process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when we live on this social media space, when people are sharing everything, we're like, here's the family at Disneyland, here's this. Is there, do you try to keep that separate, or?
If it supports the overall desired perception, you integrate it.
Mm-hmm.
So the question really is, you know, once you're clear on your brand, then you can make decisions if something's on brand or off brand. You know, we worked with a client where he sells to sales professionals how to build a seven-figure sales business.
Mm-hmm.
So showing him that in successful environments or dressed a certain way is appropriate, right? Showing him lounging and, you know, looking like a bum is not appropriate.
Not Snapchat and going in the 99-cent store and anything like that.
Right. That's right.
Right?
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of really, really good food for thought here, and certainly something that I need to listen to this episode probably at least a good half dozen times again, because there's a lot of now you dropped
peppered
a lot of knowledge
lot of
bombs there,
yeah,
man.
Good.
So yeah, I really do appreciate that. And again, if people want more information about you, Señor Perez, where do they go? What should they do?
You know, it's simply brandingforthepeople.com. But if you know, if you put a little forward slash and put resource right after that, there's a series of little free resources that you can gather, from how to name your company to what are the best brand behaviors that convert into sales, to how to write the perfect sales page.
Nice.
That's on brand. So a lot of great resources, but yeah, check it out. Lots of free stuff. And if anything, just to awaken and inspire you about this whole world of branding that is above and beyond what you're probably learning around marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for sharing your expertise today with us on Reinvention Radio. So really do appreciate
glad
that.
Glad to be here. Thanks for a great conversation.
Yeah, yeah. And for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of the show, we love you. Much love on that. So please keep spreading the word. And don't forget, you can see us, all of us, and 40 other icons of influence at the New Media Summit. Meet them and actually get booked on their high visibility platforms. And that'll be taking place in San Diego in September 22nd through the 24th. You can go to newmediasummit.net for information about that event. All right, for Richie and Mary and Kelly and Wade, I'm Steve Ulsher. We'll talk to you next time on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.